Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
What was that? Do that hello again.
Which one?
The one you just did then.
Hello.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. No, it was.
What did I do?
It was hard to put my...
Hello. I don't know. I can't remember.
Really. It was...
I thought I always do it the same.
Different.
Did I?
Yeah. I noticed it was different.
In what way, though? Why did it stand out?
I don't know, but what I'll probably do is, if we're editing this now, I'll just play it clean, your hello now.
Hello. But we can't comment on it because I don't know what it is.
No, but people will know that I'm right.
Yeah, well, you're right, but nothing's happened.
Hello. It was like that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Camp.
Like, well, not... I'm not saying it's camp or anything.
Hello, and welcome. Yeah. Did I? I don't know. Didn't even think about
it. It's been a long day.
Yes. Hello, listeners. So apologies if we're a little bit, maybe our brains aren't particularly sharp. We've just done a full day of podcast records. For a second, I didn't think I said the word records properly, but I did.
Yeah, it's getting to that point.
Yeah, really tired, but...
But we've set up the gear now.
But the gear's set up.
You know, so we're sort of tied into it.
And also, this is... Because we've got a lot of guests coming up, lots of exciting episodes for you to listen to.
Oh, we've recorded some crackers.
Some absolute crackers. But it's my birthday edition.
It is, yeah.
It's my birthday edition. So we have to record this one with us too, because we need to put it out because it's soon.
Yeah.
As we record, my birthday is tomorrow. Or as you hear this, it was
last week, a few days ago. Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
The
happy birthday, Mark.
Oh, sorry. Happy birthday, Mark. Happy birthday, Mark.
Thanks, Danny.
I thought you might take that as read. I was going to give you a present.
When you say take it as read,
yes.
Does that mean... you've reading, or does it mean the colour red and it's just a saying?
No, it doesn't. Certainly doesn't mean the colour red. It means taken as red. But Alexa, what's the meaning of the phrase taken as red?
From interviewarea.com, the phrase to be taken with red hand originally...
Alexa, stop.
Alexa gets it wrong every single time.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
What a waste of money that is.
No, taken as red, it means... Oh, I had the laptop here for all the other episodes. Do you want to fetch it? So have a look.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. We'll do it after. So it's
I know what it
literally
means. Yeah, but no. I 100% know what it means, but I
so
want to know.
You read it.
So as in, take it as I've read it, like an email. Yeah. Take it as read.
I think.
Is that what it is?
I'd imagine so. Yeah, it's definitely
I think. Let's just say that is what it is.
Yeah. What was it? Had been taken as read then.
Oh,
my saying is your happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was
going
to give you the
much.
Present, but obviously it was these mufflers for the microphones.
Rather
than wrapping up and giving them to you now, we use them throughout the day.
Yeah, and it now means that we can pick up a penguin.
I think they've made a difference.
And for those of you that don't know, when you don't have the mufflers on, the peas, they pop.
There's a name for those. They're called the pejunctives.
Right, cool. So, yes, it's my birthday. And I thought, what... Why don't we just talk about some birthday
plosives.
Jokes?
They're called the plosives.
The plosives. Mm. So before we get onto the joke chat, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I have been...
Oh, you missed the Christmas
party.
Yeah,
I missed the comedian's Christmas party. I was on the Isle of Wight taking care of a bit of business.
So for those of you who don't know, comedians obviously work a lot over Christmas. So we were never really able to have a proper Christmas party for the comedian. So Susan Murray,
I'm assuming
it was her idea originally. I can't remember.
I think she's been running it as long as I've been doing comedy.
What? I literally only found out about it in the last few years.
I tell you what.
I clearly haven't been part of the gang.
I went to, the first one I went to the Christmas parties was probably like 2000, let's say 10.
Are you joking?
No.
How do I...
And back in the... I remember equating it to, I don't know if you ever, they probably don't do this anymore, but back when I was at school, we used to have a sixth form staff social where the staff used to go on the piss with the sixth form. I mean, there's no way that happens now.
That sounds... Yeah. Dangerous.
And that's sort of what it felt a bit like to me when I went in 2010. There was very much almost two levels.
Schools.
Yeah, two schools, if you like. Yeah. Right. There was basically the actual professional stalwarts, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like people like me.
Who were sort of up and
Yeah,
coming.
And I remember sort of, I was actually speaking to Richard Herring, and it was all very much at the power. It wasn't like being at a normal party, do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So I went to it.
You definitely went because you won a big award.
Oh yeah, I did.
So I'll explain this. Each year there's an award for best comedian and for best MC and it's
a lifetime achievement
award. Peter from the Downstairs at the King's Head,
brilliant,
won the lifetime achievement award.
Really tough for him.
And also declared himself cancer free.
Yeah, that was such a moment, really.
Unbelievable. Absolutely great. Good on you there, Pete. And Keris Nelms?
Before you go there, the venue. So he basically, it's one of the oldest comedy clubs in London or the country, or I don't know what the official is.
There's some slight sort of other contenders, let's say, but more or less.
But it's been running a long time. It's seen everyone you could possibly imagine in comedy has come up through the ranks at that gig. I did my first ever gig at Downstairs at the King's Head.
Did Ramesh as well, apparently? Was it Ramesh as well, I thought?
Maybe.
Joe Ball's making a documentary about it.
Yeah.
Downstairs at the King's Head, oldest club in
Alan Carr's first gig there. I remember reading his book when I was younger.
And so he got a Lifetime Achievement Award and that declaration of being cancer-free, which is just... fantastic. Keris Nelms won Best MC.
MC, as you've said many times, the most important...
job on the bill, carried out with aplomb, is what I say at the end if I'm closing a gig.
Yeah. So, which is brilliant. Keris is great.
And the champ here won the Comedian of the Year.
Comics comic. So it's all voted for by just... any comic can vote, basically. I think whoever's considered a professional comic, they can vote. And then when I found out, I was like gobsmacked. I hadn't considered myself in the running. Like, I just honestly just think there's so many brilliant headline acts out there that I just couldn't take it in for ages. So I absolutely chuffed and over the moon.
You were here when you found out, weren't you?
I was here. Yes.
I think we were recording podcasts probably. Oh, it was the New Year's Eve podcast, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just couldn't believe it.
But, and did you give a little speech?
Well, this is the thing. I didn't know what was the done thing to do.
I said you should have said, about time, fuckers.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that.
In your coat.
in the jacket. No, yeah, so I didn't know whether I was supposed to. So I prepared kind of a couple of lines, but there's about 180 comedians there. And that's a tough gig. To go, so, do you know what I mean? To try and make them laugh. And so do you think, so the question was, do you go on and try and say some jokes or do you just give a heartfelt? And I thought if you go too heartfelty, it's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's not an Oscar.
Exactly. So I prepared, I thought I'd do a subtle joke. And if it works in the room, I'll do another one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, I'll just say how much I'll say how much I appreciate the award and then and call it quits. Yeah. So what was it? So the first line.
No audio. Didn't record it for us.
There is audio.
Ah.
Yeah. Joe Bohr filmed the whole thing. So we'll be able to get that. I would have thought.
Oh, so we'll stick it in here.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what was it? I said, thanks very much for the award. It's really cool. And it's literally the first time anyone I voted for has won.
Yeah, there it is. Good. That's a good joke.
But I didn't deliver it. I did it subtly because I didn't want to over-egg it. Because the thing is, if you win best act and then you bomb, in the speech. That's like, it doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, but it's a funny joke, isn't it?
Yeah, that's, so that's, yeah, so.
Did you get a laugh?
Oh, yeah, 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 worked really
well.
Well,
we'll find out, won't we, from listening to this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll message Joe and get the footage.
Oh, wicked, yeah.
The audio.
And, well, both actually for the
YouTube.
Yeah,
good point.
And then I did another line. You know, this as a comic, this is the best award you can win out of all the awards without prize money.
And you said that?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that worked lovely. Yeah. And then I thought, I'm going to call it quits. And I just said what I felt. I was just like, I can't even remember what I said, actually. But, it just means a lot. And it does. So, yeah, so it was lovely.
Applause for the best act of the year, Mark Simmons.
Very much. This is brilliant. It's the first time anyone I voted for has won. It's the best award an act can win, I think, out of all the awards without prize money. Genuinely means so much, so thank you very much, everybody. Cheers.
I was in a travelodge on the Isle of Wight where all that was happening. So
I'm a little bit annoyed that you missed it. But
yeah, I had some bit of business to do on the Isle of Wight.
Why do you say it like that?
I don't know.
So, have you ever written any jokes about birthdays? Any birthday-related material?
Only just about receiving of presents a little bit.
Okay, what's that?
Well, it was for a birthday once, I got bought a mug.
Yeah, Mark Simmons tour mug?
No.
Available at all tour shows?
Exclusively. And I got bought this mug, and I remember opening it thinking, like, well, when you came round to my house and had a tea, what did you drink out of?
Yeah.
Gravy boat? Pyrex jug? Oh, it was a cup. Oh, wait, anything wrong with the cup? No. Right, so you just...
Let's get him another one of them.
And it's like, you've been to my flat. I've only got a small kitchen.
Yeah.
Only got half
only
a...
one of you.
There's only, you know, half a shelf in a cupboard for mugs. So you've given me this mug. All you've given me is basically, I've got to now decide which one of my mugs I've got to take out of circulation to put your mug into. Just.
Was it a nice mug?
All I'm saying is, just give me the money. Just give me the money instead.
Did you try that as a bit?
No.
Was that in, you never tried it?
No. That there?
Yeah.
Not really, that, no. Like it?
Well, I feel like it's not there yet, but I feel like it's a. I'm sure
what
I just said
it
to
means?
You.
Punchline?
No, but what I think I said to you. Didn't I say to you, what have you got any jokes about birthdays? Mm. And then you said that.
Oh, I see, right. Yeah. Well, just thoughts about buying things.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right. I had one on my 30th where I said, and I only did it once and it worked. I said, it's my 30th birthday today. Oh, no. I said, it's my birthday today. It was in like a village hall or something, this gig. And I was like, so really appreciate whoever went round and put all those 30 signs up along the road. Which I think is a good joke. Because that's what they do, isn't it? They put a sign up saying it's 30 today or whatever. Unless you go on every gig and go, it's my birthday, and then do the joke.
Yeah.
Which I'm not against that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got another joke I just remembered.
Right, you are.
It's my brother's birthday party. And about halfway through the evening, I decided to break out the birthday cake. No one knew I was in there. So break out the birthday cake, get the birthday cake out,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
But I don't know if someone being in a birthday cake and bursting out, is that actually as common a known thing?
Do you know, this is very interesting. Do you know where my head goes to?
Can I tell you where mine comes
Can
from?
Can I write in my hand and see if it's the same as what you write?
Okay, it can't be, but let's do it.
Ready?
Hang on, I'm done on mine.
Because I wonder if it occurs, because there'd be a reason why it would. Right, there's a reason it's got to be.
So the reason...
It's got to be. Okay, we'll go show our hands, then we'll read what's on our hands. I'll read what's on yours, you read what's on mine, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Under siege!
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Wow.
I wonder why that would be.
Wow. I mean, it's embarrassing, really. But I was stressed that we would have been teenagers.
Yeah, mate. I mean, that sticks
mate,
you.
Mate, that was the first.
Because she was in Baywatch.
Can I tell you?
She was in Baywatch.
She, Erica.
Erica.
Something. That was the first time. That was the first time I ever saw boobs on telly. And it was such a moment
yeah.
Oh, in my life where I didn't know that was even a thing. And And so she basically under siege. They're on a boat.
Yeah, he's gone mad, isn't he? He's called
God,
Alexa.
Sake.
What's the name of the guy in Under Siege?
I'm having trouble here.
Alexa, who's the star of Under Siege?
Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Alexa, stop. She's got it right for once.
Yeah, Steven Seagal. That's a genuinely really good film. He's an ex-Navy SEAL. He's on a boat.
Yeah.
And he's the chef on the boat, but he used to be a Navy SEAL. No one knows that. And basically, it gets taken over a bit like Die Hard. I don't know which came first, but it's Die Hard.
Die Hard, I think.
These terrorists take over the boat, kill everyone, and he obviously, they don't know the chef is this trained killer.
They're in big trouble because he's got loads of knives.
And he goes around and he blah, 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 blah. Now, what they'd done, what the party before it got taken over was like they got some Playboy girls, or no, it was Miss America 89 or something like that as like part of the
entertainment. It was a birthday for the captain or somebody, wasn't
it? So she was in the cake
waiting to come out.
Yeah, and then when he's going around, like sneakily going around, he pushes the cake into, I know this way too much, into the middle of the room. She thinks that's the start of the party. She comes
pops out,
starts dancing without any clothes on.
Yeah.
And then he's like, get down. And then he takes her and then they become...
I hadn't seen it from that point. Well, I have. I was just cross-eyed.
Should I tell you what my problem with it was?
What's that? What did,
because when from the point where they
wasn't realistic about it?
From the point where they took over the boat to where he did that, it's got to be an hour. She cannot have been sitting in there for an hour waiting, and not, and also there'd be no noise of partying.
Maybe
going
she
on
nodded off.
She might have, but she didn't look like she just nodded off. But anyway.
Unless she just woke up and went, oh shit.
That's beside the point. So that may be the only time I've ever seen someone burst out a birthday cake.
Well, now you come to mention it, it could well be the only time I have.
So that's why that joke, that's very niche.
Why that hasn't worked.
Yeah. That's if I do that joke and anyone laughs, I know, well, they...
they've watched Under Siege.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. Okay, so I've got another couple of bits that we could talk about if you want.
Yeah, please do.
Joke-wise. It's been just gone from New Year's resolutions.
Oh yeah.
And this came up in my memory, so basically I tweeted it a while ago or Facebook. My New Year's resolution is to give up gambling. I bet you I can last all year.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I've never tried it because I guess I wrote it the first time at New Year. And then, what point can you keep bringing up New Year's resolutions? New Year's resolution? No, because you wouldn't ever.
It was January last month. Had to have some New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, or would it be in September? And I go, I bet you I can last a year. Well, the half the year's done.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work. Yeah. So sometimes you do write jokes that they're very specific.
It's a bit like Christmas jokes as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's exactly.
I had a thing about taking out your, you know, it's hard to dispose of your Christmas trees in London. You'll see them, just, you know, just basically people dump them.
Yes.
Right, because there's no real means of them being sort of collected and recycled. So when I had one, I've only had one in this flat 1 year, and basically to get rid of it, I said it's like hopefully the closest I'll ever get to knowing what it's like to hide a body.
Right.
You hack off the limbs.
Yeah.
You put it in a black bin bag, and you throw it over the railway line in the dead of night.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, that you only got that joke is out of fashion by the time when people don't want Christmas trees in their house. Do you know what I might do tonight?
Have a little
no.
Watch of Under Siege.
Well, yeah, a little Sunday. I might watch Under
Siege. You know, I'm going to announce to everybody.
I might watch Under Siege or Under Siege 2.
Under Siege 2 on the train. Under Siege 2 is on it? The train. Yeah, same story on the train.
Always the same.
He's traveling with his niece.
Yeah.
And she gets sort of grabbed. Or no, she... He hides. I can't remember exactly, but it's exactly the same thing. Terry's going to blow something up. They're on the train. He has to go and find them and sort it all out.
I was going to say, Under Siege 3 could be like...
on a boat? Oh, no, it's already on a boat.
So we're down a boat.
Aeroplane?
Or coach?
Coach.
But then that becomes a bit like speed.
Speed, yeah. Good films. I'm so tired.
I said this was going to be a problem.
Yeah. I think that's... I'll be honest. The amount of episodes we've recorded today...
Yeah.
So you know what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm off to Australia in a couple of weeks.
Okay, yes.
And we've got another day of recording. But we wanted to record a load so that we can still put them out and, you know, entertain you guys at home, even when I'm in Australia. And we will do some... When I'm in Australia, we'll Zoom and we'll do a catch-up and how's it going. Because I'm interested to see how my material flies over there and what I have to change and what works and what doesn't work.
It's going to be very interesting.
Mm.
Can you think of anything particularly that you don't think they're going to get? Because I don't think that's... I think with Australians, you ain't going to think about Marmite.
The European gigs I did, I believe...
Europe's different.
Did we talk about
Isn't it funny that you can go all the way over the other side of the planet and it will be more readily... Understood than an hour on the train over to Paris.
Yeah, but with in Europe, the main issue was little things like it's the same runaway. I'd say legged it, and they didn't know what legged it means. Australians would know what legged it is.
They'll definitely know what legged it is.
Yeah, and I don't know what else, but yeah, I reckon there probably won't be a lot to change.
No, are you?
Do I write jokes? Do you think I need to write jokes about being British? Going to Australia, do you think, like, as an initial, when I start a gig, well, I'm in a show called Best of British, so they pretty much know that's where I'm from. So do you think...
I don't think, like, especially in these places, like where you go in Melbourne, being British, it's not, you know, I mean, there must be loads of Brits over there, isn't there?
Yeah. On but if Australia,
finding themselves,
if you get Australians coming to a gig over here, they will probably mention being Australian and being here.
Oh, within about 30 seconds.
So do I need to do the same? Because it's one of those things. Do you need to address it? Are they thinking about it?
I mean, if they're at a show, it's called Best of British.
Then probably not then.
Right?
I'm in another compilation show where I know there's an American on as well. I'm not sure what that show's called. That might be Best of Edinburgh.
That's going to confuse people when you've not got a Scottish accent.
Best of Edinburgh Festival.
Right.
I think there might be a Scottish. I don't know. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I might write some.
What are you most nervous about going to Australia?
Oh, God. So I'm a bit... I've always been a little bit sort of spiders that can... I'm not scared of spiders over here in the slightest, but ones I know that can kill you.
Mm.
I mean, that's not weird to be scared of that.
Mm.
But I keep being told that is heightened. Like, it's not anywhere near as people sell it to you.
Right.
If you're in the city, they say you rarely see anything.
Nah.
And someone I know went for a month in the outback.
Yeah.
And they only saw one spider.
It's that taipan snake I'd be worried about.
Which one?
The taipan. It's very, very small, but it's got enough venom in a bite to kill 100,000 mice.
Wow.
So you're like, if it gets you, like that, you're done. God, good night. Some ways it's a good way to go.
Where's that?
That one. Oh, mate.
Are you doing this on... Are you winding me up?
It's really common in Melbourne, but not so much in Adelaide. Where are you going?
You're wild. Have you just made this?
Is often to be found in Melbourne toilets.
Alexa,
you lift up the toilet seat.
Alexa, what's a taipan snake?
From unmel.edu.au. Taipans are large, fast, highly venomous snakes with large fangs and large amounts of venom. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thanks, Alexa. So, how long are you going for, mate?
I've just remembered I've got something on.
I wonder who's going to be a comedian of the year next year.
Taipan snake.
Mate, I tell you. And what happened?
You're lying about the toilets thing.
No, and also the other thing is you've got to be careful with sleeping bags. I met this guy who had a friend, dead now. And
He got in a sleeping bag.
Dying. What he didn't realise is the snake was in there. So when he put his feet into the sleeping bag, it went into the snake. And he woke up, and basically the snake, as God is my witness, got him up to his waist.
I don't believe that.
Up to his waist, mate.
Don't believe that.
And it digested up to his knees.
Because he'd put his foot in a snake.
He had no idea.
That's nonsense. And that doesn't sound like the same snake. That sounds like an anaconda to me.
Yeah. That's not the taipan. No. That's not the taipan. That's an anaconda, yeah.
You're not going to get the taipans in...
Mostly in Melbourne, the taipans. Yeah.
Alexa... Where are the taipan snakes?
Saltwater crocs.
There are no matches for that in your order history.
I haven't ordered a bloody taipan, Alexa, have I, for God's sake? Listen, all I'm saying is, mate.
What?
All I'm saying is, you know, you're getting paid well, aren't you? Yeah? You're getting to do what you love. So if you die, well, you know, it's
all right.
It's what it is.
What's the point of getting paid?
I'll tell you what I'll do is, if you do go, I will personally, I will personally... set up a GoFundMe to have your body repatriated, or what's left of it. what the taipan didn't eat. I'll have it repatriated back to the UK, and I'll even bury you in the jacket. Happy birthday. Anything more from you, Mark?
Nothing more from me, Danny. You might as well start that because it's your podcast.
Yeah.
Now.
Welcome to Jokes with Danny. memory of Mark.
Genuinely. If that does happen, you're going to feel terrible.
Yeah.
Because you've spoken it into existence.
What would you want your last words to be? A punchline, probably.
I don't know. I haven't really given it any thought.
Well, you've got 24 hours on the plane to come up with something good.
Something about Thai.
Maybe there's a joke in it. Taipan. Thai clip. Saucepan. Thai saucepan.
Maybe it shouldn't be jokes with Danny.
Nothing more from me, Mark.
Nothing more from me, Danny. Hashtag Awoogoo, everybody.
Hashtag Awoogoo, everybody.
Hashtag Awoogoo, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.